What's happening, everybody, and welcome to today's edition of Swag Talk, the show where we cover the swag inside and out. I'm your host, Charles Wells, coming at you, and we're going to recap this game that took place yesterday evening, the MEAC Swag Challenge, North Carolina Central, Alcorn State. We're going to talk about that in a minute. Before we get started with any of that, I want to go ahead and just say, man, to anybody out there in the listening audience, if you in the path of Hurricane Ida, man, I hope you're being safe. I know there's a lot more important things going on right now than listening to this show, but you know, if you are listening, man, just know that everybody is, you know, pulling for you and hoping everything goes as best as it can. I mean, I'm in the area myself, so you know, we're just here trying to be prepared and hope we can make it through this thing. So, you know, like I said, just want to take a few minutes and kind of, you know, get away from that for a couple of seconds. We're going to talk about this game. Before we get started, check out the socials, facebook.com/swagtalk, instagram.com/swagtalk, swagtalk76@gmail.com is the email address. Also, you can check out Swag Talk on YouTube. The channel is Swag Talk Show on YouTube. You can subscribe to that if you haven't done so already. Hit that notification bell to be alerted to content that comes up on the channel. And feel free to comment on any videos when I drop them. Also, we have a show on Thursdays on YouTube called Swag Smoke. Me and my boy DJ, we chop it up a little bit, so you can check that out. Coming up Wednesday, we'll be previewing the Week 1 games, and then Thursday is an episode of Swag Smoke. And then Sunday, we're going to recap most of the Week 1 games, and then Monday we'll probably drop a video to recap the Sunday games, because there are two Sunday games on Week 1, so we'll go ahead and do all of that. So with all that out of the way, man, let's go ahead and talk about this game. First and foremost, I will say I was very, very wrong. I predicted Alcorn to win this game 38-21. And that game and this game were light years apart. I thought Alcorn started this game off. I thought they started off well at first drive. You know, they marched directly down the field and scored. And then the next couple drives, I think they left some points on the field. They had missed the field goal, and then they had a couple drives that just didn't end well. But I feel like they actually left 17 points on the field in the first half. I think they could have blown this game out if they would have finished those drives. They just never really looked sharp. They had a couple big plays and just never could capitalize. North Carolina Central just continued to hang around and hang around. You know, they never really were out of the game, but they weren't really in it. Toward the end of the first half, North Carolina Central finally got a drive going, and they were able to score a touchdown and head to the halftime, you know, tied up. Second half, they came out immediately, scored. Alcorn, you know, fumbled and stumbled around and finally got a touchdown late in the third. And then Central scored the last 10 points of the game. So let's look at the scoring breakdown, and we'll talk about things a little bit more as we get through the statistics. As I said, Alcorn got the scoring started with 10 minutes and 25 seconds left in the first quarter when Juan Anthony caught a 20-yard touchdown pass from Felix Harper. Extra point was good. That was a 10-play drive covering 65 yards. Taking 4 minutes and 35 seconds off the clock, Alcorn led 7-0 at that point. And then, like I said, with 23 seconds to go in the first half, Davius Richard, 6-yard run for North Carolina Central. Extra point good. That capped an 8-play, 57-yard drive, 2 minutes and 42 seconds, time of possession. Halftime score is 7-7. 10 minutes and 25 seconds to go in the third quarter. North Carolina Central scored with a 1-yard touchdown run by Davius Richard. Extra point was blocked. 9 plays, 75 yards, 4 minutes and 35 seconds, time of possession. Central led 13-7 at that point. Alcorn finally got back on the board with 2 minutes and 19 seconds to go in the third quarter when Nico Duffy caught a 4-yard pass from Felix Harper. Extra point good. 6 plays, 28 yards. 2 minutes and 38 seconds, time of possession. Alcorn led 14-13. Central, they got their next points with 13 minutes and 39 seconds to go in the fourth quarter when Adrian Olivo kicked a 28-yard field goal for the Eagles. capping an 8-play, 64-yard drive that took 3:40 off the clock. 16-14 was the score at that point. And then with 11 minutes and 21 seconds to go in the game, Cordrington returned a 77-yard punt return for North Carolina Central. Extra point good, 23-14 was the score at that point. Alcorn could not do anything after that. And Central was able to pull a game out 23-14. Looking at the stats, Alcorn 19 first downs, 9 rushing, 8 passing, 2 by penalty. North Carolina Central 18 first downs, 10 rushing, 8 passing, none by penalty. Alcorn 189 yards rushing on 33 attempts, 5.7 yards per rush, no touchdown. North Carolina Central 207 yards rushing on 41 attempts, 5 yards per carry, 2 touchdowns. Just want to point out this game with North Carolina Central going over 200 yards was the fourth time four times in Alcorn's last 5 games that the opponents ran for at least 200 yards. So that's something to kind of keep an eye on, you know, as the season progresses. Is this something that's going to be a problem for Alcorn moving forward? They were able to win two of those 4 games, and the other 2 they lost. So that, you know, that doesn't necessarily mean that they're automatically going to lose if they give up the heavy rushing total. But they're a team that typically doesn't allow a lot of yards on the ground. But like I said, 4 out of the last 5 times they touched the field, they've allowed the opponent to run for over 200 yards. So that's, you know, that's something to kind of keep an eye out on as we progress throughout the season. Alcorn passing 154 yards, 17 of 27, 5.7 yards per attempt, 9 yards per completion, 2 touchdowns, no interceptions. North Carolina Central 184 yards passing, 16 of 25, no touchdowns, 1 interception, 7.4 yards per attempt, 11.5 yards per completion. Total offense, Alcorn 343 yards on 60 plays. 5.7 yards per play. They fumbled twice and lost 1. 5 penalties for 55 yards. North Carolina Central, 391 yards of offense, 66 plays, 5.9 yards per play. They fumbled once and lost it. 14 penalties for 108 yards. So they got lucky on that. The penalties really were hard on them, but they were able to survive that. Both teams punted 4 times, Alcorn for 143 yards, giving them a 35.8 yard average. Central, 4 punts for 113 yards, 28.2 yard average. 1 punt inside the 20 for Alcorn, 2 for North Carolina Central inside the 20, 1 touchback for Central, and 1 punt fair caught. Alcorn had the 1 interception. As I said, time of possession, Alcorn 28 minutes and 35 seconds. North Carolina Central 31 minutes and 25 seconds. Third downs, Alcorn was 1 for 10 on third downs. That's something that you just cannot do. Fourth down conversions, Alcorn was 3 of 4. North Carolina Central was 7 of 14 on third downs. And if you remember from what I said in the preview, in 2019, North Carolina Central was like a 30% third down team. So they did a much, much better job of converting third downs, which kept them in the game. Even when they were struggling, they still were able to move the ball somewhat and just, you know, keep Alcorn off balance. Red zone, Alcorn was 2 of 4. They scored 2 touchdowns. Central, 3 of 3 in the red zone. They scored 2 touchdowns, 1 field goal. Alcorn, no sacks. North Carolina Central, 3 sacks. Extra points, Alcorn 2 for 2. North Carolina Central 2 of 3. 0 for 1 on field goals for Alcorn. 1 for 1 for North Carolina Central. Alcorn 7 points off of turnovers and Central none. Leading rusher for Alcorn was Anderson. He had 11 carries for 128 yards, including a longer 68. Averaged 11.6 yards per carry. Duffy, 9 carries, 63 yards. Longer 27 yards per carry. Dabney, 3 carries, 10 yards, longer 5, 3.3 yards per carry. Jordan Freeman led Central in rushing with 9 carries for 72 yards, longer 8 yard average. Davius Richard, 9 carries, 64 yards, 17 yards, his long 2 touchdowns, 7.1 yards per carry. Isaiah Titan, 13 carries, 58 yards. Longer, 14, 4.5 yards per carry. Curry Elliott, 8 carries, 31 yards. Longer, 20, 3.9 yards per carry. And basically, if you remove that 16-yard loss that they had because of the bad punt snap, they only lost 6 yards on in the rushing game. So that's, you know, that's a, when you look at just our running plays on offense, they did a very good job of limiting Alcorn from making any plays in the backfield. The offensive line blocked very well. I don't really think the quarterback was under very much pressure at all throughout the game. I know there were a couple of times that he ran on his own, but I think Alcorn really never really got much pressure by that front seven. And the couple of times they did have an opportunity to make plays, they missed those tackles, and the quarterback was able to escape. Other side, Felix Harper was under pressure pretty much all night. I don't think he ever really looked in control of the game. Even on that one touchdown drive, he still was not fully there. You know, like, they kept him off balance. I saw a couple of times that he looked to run, like, I noticed a couple of times he reacted as if the pocket was collapsing around him even when it wasn't. I think he really felt some pressure early that he wasn't ready for. And they never just outright all out blitzed him, but the line did a very poor job of containing the front four. It was a few times that North Carolina Central was able to just get there with their defensive line, which if that happens, then you're just getting beat one-on-one, and that should never happen, especially when you're a team with the talent advantage than the team that you're playing. And when you're playing a team that you're more talented than, you cannot allow them to stay in the game. You can't make simple mistakes. You have to finish drives. You have to score. You honestly, you know, you can't really settle for field goals, and then you miss those field goals, and then you get a long play, a 68-yard run, which was the longest play of the night for either team, and you don't get any points off of that. And then after that, you just don't really pick up very many big plays at all. That's just not, you know, that's just a recipe for a disaster. And like I said, Felix Harper was 17 of 27 on the night, 154 yards, 2 touchdowns. He was sacked 3 times. The longest pass was 20 yards completion. Richard, 16 of 25, 184 yards, no touchdowns. He did have one interception, but that didn't mean much in the scope of the game. He was not sacked at all. Longest pass with completion was 33 yards. Juan Anthony, 5 catches for 66 yards for Alcorn and 1 touchdown. Longer, 20. LaCharles Pringle, 4 catches, 41 yards. Longer, 16. Griffin, 2 catches, 17 yards. Longer, 9. Akeem McNair, 2 catches, 12 yards. Longer, 10. Duffy, 2 catches, 8 yards. 1 touchdown. Thomas, 1 catch, 6 yards. Wilson, 1 catch, 4 yards. Ryan McDaniel led Central in receiving with 6 catches for 72 yards, longer 33. Hicks, 3 catches, 37 yards, longer 25. Macklin, 3 catches, 28 yards, longer 14. Stevens, 1 catch, 33 yards. Smith, 1 catch, 12 yards. Curry Elliott, 1 catch, 2 yards. Defensively, Kevon Kinsler led Alcorn with 7.5 tackles. Taylor, 6.5 tackles, Edgton, 5 tackles, Key, 4, McGee, 4, Charles, 3.5, Anderson, 3, Wilson, 2, White, 2, Holbert, 2, Woods, 2, Wren, 2, Wise, 1.5, Dawson, 1.5, Bolden, 1.5, Means, 1.5. No sacks, as I said, for Alcorn. Edgton, 2 tackles for loss for Alcorn, 1.5 for Charles. Ran a half a tackle for loss, and Mean and Rice 1 tackle for loss, giving them 5 tackles for loss on the game. Rice also had a forced fumble and a fumble recovery. Interception was by Kinsler. For Central, they were led by Manny Smith with 9 tackles. Rainbow Douglas, 5 tackles. Buko Bradovich, 4 tackles. Burgess Martin, 4 tackles. Saunders, 3.5. Williams, 3. Nicholson, 3. Stokes, 2.5. Cordrington, 2.5. Mallett, 2.5. Warrior, 2. Sacks, Smith, Saunders, and Warrior each had one sack, giving them three on the game. They also had five tackles for loss. Smith, one. Cameron Saunders, one and a half. Steven Stokes, one. Mallett, a half a tackle for loss. And Warrior with one tackle for loss. Two forced fumbles on the game for them and one fumble recovery. Two pass breakups. And they weren't credited with any quarterback hurries. Like I said, this game just did not go the way that you really would expect it to go. I mean, obviously, if you looked at the previews of mine or anybody else, you really saw everybody really confident in Alcorn and what they were going to do. And even now, I still feel like that game that I predicted was there in the first half. I feel like Alcorn could have easily been into the half up 24-0. I mean, you know, that last drive that Central had to close out the half, you know, maybe they don't get that if Alcorn is leading. But, you know, that was just, you know, there never was a feeling that Alcorn ever had control of this game. And that's the bad part about it. You felt like even with that first drive that Alcorn just never really could handle these guys. And not when I say handle them, I don't mean that they weren't better than them. And I don't even really feel like Alcorn was just physically whipped by them. I do think they got beat by them up front on both sides of the ball. But I felt like, you know, if you look at each team, you know, side by side, I felt like Alcorn had all the advantages. North Carolina Central, as they said on the broadcast, was a young team. They had over 40 freshmen and 20 guys transferring. That's like 60-plus new guys on the program. I mean, I don't know how many of those transfers were already there, how many of those transfers came in, you know, in the time between 2019 and now. But they were a young team, and they were a team that finished 2018 horribly, and they didn't do a lot on offense. You know, the quarterback didn't look good. And I don't think he didn't look great in this game either, but they didn't ask him to do a lot. One thing I will say is I wish I knew he was from Belgrade. You know, those Muck kids, man, they built differently. You know, kids out the Muck, they dogs, man. And so, you know, he was going to fight. I wish I knew that before. I should have looked at the roster and seen where he was from. But kids from out that Muck, if you know about that, you know they dogs, regardless of what kind of success their teams have or what kind of numbers they put up, they're gonna be dogs because that's all they know. That's how they brought up. And he definitely showed that Muck mentality out there. And just, you know, he really played hard. I mean, you know, you lined up opposite of a guy like Felix Harper, who is, you know, being touted as one of the top two quarterbacks in the conference and one of the top guys in FCS at the position. And you, even though you don't play outstanding yourself, you basically outdueled him because Harper looked like the guy who didn't have that much experience. And when you look at the overall numbers, they've started almost the same amount of games. I mean, Felix Harper, you know, he came in, I think it was the second or third game of 2019. So he doesn't have a ton of starting experience, but he's a good quarterback. He just, you know, I think he got rattled early. And, you know, he just never really was in this game. You know, you can say Alcorn was rusty from being off for 616 days, but North Carolina Central was off for 644 days, and they had a newer team. So, that, you know, that kind of cancels it out. This just was, you know, this was like the worst-case scenario. But at the same time, this is what the MEAC Swag Challenge is, man. MEAC has won 11 out of the 15 games. That's just, you know, that should not happen. And, you know, this was just, it's the first game. And, you know, I know a lot of people are you know, having this, you know, they're fun getting their memes off on Alcorn. And, hey, that's what, you know, that's what you do as a fan. You know, you lose. You know, they put your pictures on TV and you laugh at the memes. But this, you know, Alcorn still has their whole season in front of them. Now, I will say this is not a good look. You know, this is, you know, when you lose a game like this, your season isn't over, especially since this is a non-conference game. But when you're touting that this is the most important season for SWAC play, especially out of conference, you cannot lose these kind of games. You just cannot. You know, if you were playing like one of the top teams in the conference at the MEAC and you lost, then, you know, it is what it is. But a team like this, who may go on to be a better team than people expect coming into the season, they were predicted to be third in the MEAC, but the MEAC is not as strong as it normally is. So we don't know how good a third place team in this conference will be. I mean, you know, this team very well could win the conference the way the MEAC is, or they can very well finish low. But we don't know that right now. But when you're the team like Alcorn that's predicted to either win your division or win your conference, you cannot lose these kind of games. First game or not, you just cannot do it. And that doesn't mean that season is over. I'm not pushing the panic button right now. I want to see how they play in 2 weeks against Northwestern State before I start to really feel a certain way, because that's another important game for them early. This game, like I said in my preview of Alcorn season, how they play these first couple games will impact how the rest of their season goes. And you can say that for anybody, but this was a game that I just felt like that was – I honestly felt that they couldn't lose it, and they did. So losing a game like this and having a game against a Northwestern State team who, hey, let's keep it real, the SWAC don't play really well out of conference. So you're looking at a possibility of two non-conference losses against teams that you probably should not lose to. If that happens, then I don't even care about, I won't even really hype them up too much if they win the SWAC, because you could not beat two teams who were not good out of conference. So I'm getting a little bit ahead, because Alcorn has the week off after this. But September 11th, that Northwestern State game becomes very, very big now, because now you have to win that game, because we can't continue to say the SWAC is this and the SWAC is that and they don't win out of conference, because people, we have more eyes on this game. You know, this game was on ESPN prime time. There weren't any other games that were being played in week zero that really were worth a damn at that point. I think it was like UTEP and New Mexico State on TV. I don't even think they was on TV. But that's, you know, this is the only show in town right now, and everybody's hearing about, oh, the SWAC is this, the SWAC is that. This is the best team out of the SWAC. They got the trigger man at quarterback, and you don't play well. You know, if you went out and played well and lost, then that's, you know, that is what it is. But this just cannot happen anymore. And honestly, you know, even if this was my team, I'd be even more upset. But this just cannot happen, man. We cannot have our top teams losing like this out of conference. This MEAC SWAC challenge is ridiculous, man. 11-4 and 11 in this series. And that should not be good. That should not happen. It's just baffling. I don't know if it's, I don't know. And I expect much more from Alcorn, because they're a team and a program that's been successful for a while, and this just cannot happen. So that's going to do it for this show. Make sure you also check out the recap on YouTube that I'm going to be dropping today. So again, man, if y'all out there in the area of Hurricane Ida, man, please, please be careful. It might be a little bit too late now to leave, but, you know, man, just take care of yourself, everybody, man. Let's just get through this. And hopefully we can get to some more football on Thursday. Actually, Valley starts on Thursday. So football officially will be getting started on Thursday, SWAC football. So we're going to be back with more football coverage on Wednesday with our week 1 preview. So y'all have a good day and stay safe. We out.